This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Sheriff Steve Jeffrey says police are looking for a Batesville man that went into a local motel room and robbed a woman. Jeffrey said Deputy Brian Lutzwiger was called to the motel Tuesday evening where he met the apparent victim, 38-year-old Angia Renee Hogard. She informed Lutzwiger that a man she had met earlier that day, whom she only knew as Malaki, called her asking to borrow money for cigarettes. She said she agreed to do it, and when he arrived, Hogard said she opened her purse to give him the money, and the suspect grabbed the purse and hit her on the head, then ran from the motel. The sheriff said he was told the wallet contained over $1,000. Jeffrey said police are familiar with the suspect and are actively searching for him. Staying with Independence County, a Claxton Loop Cushman man is in custody and charged with operating a moonshine still. Probation officers, accompanied by Independence County Deputy Sheriff Jesse Wilson, went to a home visit to 44-year-old Brent Allen Grisham of 90 Claxton Loop, where they discovered Grisham was making moonshine. Then officers, using a search warrant, found a container with coils and piping, four large 50-gallon drums containing fermenting mash or corn mash. Police say probation and parole officer Becky Clark found drug paraphernalia in the bedroom, and two firearms were found on the premises, one of which was a handgun stolen in Cleburne County, the other an SKS automatic rifle. Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said Grisham is being held in jail on charges of operating an illicit still, theft by receiving, being a felon in possession of firearms, and being in possession of drug paraphernalia. An Independence County man has been charged with prosecutors in a commercial burglary that was committed in November of last year. Court records say 44-year-old Michael Lee Hammer of 21 Victory Lane broke into a business at 951 Batesville Boulevard at Southside and stole over $4,800 worth of property, including diesel products and batteries. Some of the stolen property was found on Highway 14 in and near Solido Creek. Court documents say DNA evidence links Hammer to the crime. Hammer's bond was set at $90,000 by Circuit Judge Adam Harkey. A Horseshoe Bend man has been charged in Independence County Circuit Court with four counts of fraudulent use of a credit card. Court documents say Robert Gene Ferrari used a credit card stolen from Marty Fulbright of Melbourne to purchase products at four business locations in Batesville on July 18th. Police say the purchases totaled over $220. Court records also say Ferrari confessed to authorities that he did make those purchases. His bond was set at $15,000. The City of Batesville Cemetery Maintenance Supervisor Jonathan Abbott reported to police acts of vandalism. He said sometime over the weekend a large headstone was knocked over and damaged, and graffiti had been written on a mausoleum and on the bridge across Rowell Lake. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.